Joined now by ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer Matt Florjancic. When we bring Matty in the house, we usually like to talk about numbers. And Matt, through this first half of the season, through the first nine games, some interesting ones to talk about. And I like starting right here with the offensive line because this group is always best when we don't talk about them. And for the most part, the pass protection has been pretty good according to the stats.
Yeah, when you look at it, they've only allowed 14 sacks for 83 lost yards this year. It's on pace for just about 28 sacks, which would be the lowest for the team since the 2008 season.
That's good.
And they're tied for the sixth lowest in terms of sacks allowed in the entire NFL. Over the last six games, Brandon Weeden has been sacked only six times. So that really shows you that the guys up front are doing their job. And they've had a little bit of turmoil, too, up front, losing Jason Pinkston for the year and having to insert John Greco into the lineup.
And having a rookie starter at right tackle in Mitchell Schwartz, which I think, you know, between what you just described and that, really makes this stat that much more impressive.
When you look at what Mitchell's done over the last few weeks, a lot of questions haven't been asked of him or of the coaches about him, which is a good thing. And they'll tell you that when they're not getting asked about a rookie offensive lineman or an offensive lineman in general, it usually means that they're doing their job.
Right.
And Schwartz is one of the several rookies that the Browns have relied on this year. Both he, Billy Winn, and Brandon Weeden have all started every game, and they've accounted for a bulk of the starts that the offense has made, and rookies in general have started 49 games for the Browns this year combined among all of them, so they're doing the job.
Which can, you know, give you the simple explanation of why the team's 2-7, because if you got too many young people starting, generally that
you're going to take your lumps
to losses. But on the another stat is turnovers, and we've talked repeatedly on how this team, as young as it is, any team, young or old, cannot afford to make those mistakes. But I think particularly one that is as close to the margin as this one when it comes to games that it has to play as flawlessly as possible. And for a good chunk of time, the Browns had been doing a decent amount of avoidance of turnovers.
Yeah, when you look at it, and they went through a meat grinder in terms of who they played in the month of October. They played some really good defenses in the Colts, the Giants, and then the Ravens in the first week of November, and they had a 15-quarter streak of no turnovers that Kerry Williams of the Ravens took care of and put an end to with an interception of quarterback Brandon Weeden. And it really goes to show you that the offense is making progress in that area. When you can go nearly four full games without a turnover, that's a good sign for your offense. You never want to have a streak like that broken, but now you start a new one and you try to better yourself as the season goes on.
A couple of numbers that we like about Brandon Weeden is the fact that he's thrown for 2,088 yards, which is the third most by a rookie in the first nine games of a season, and that's all time.
That's all time. Yeah, he's ahead of Peyton Manning on that list.
And several rookies, of course, are making that list because of the nature of this season, Andrew Luck and RG3. But the other number that's decent here, too, is nine touchdown passes in the nine games.
Yeah, it has been really aided by the development of Josh Gordon, too.
Yeah.
Those two have started to really develop a chemistry together, and Weeden sees them downfield and is hooked up with them four times for touchdowns. Brandon is good at distributing the football, and he's good at involving a lot of people. There have been every running back on the roster, every tight end on the roster, every wide receiver on the roster has been the target of several passes and has several receptions on the year. So it shows you that Weeden's using his options on offense, using his weapons, and trying to better the team by spreading the ball around.
The number, of course, that he's got to work on is the 12 interceptions. And, you know, you just made the point going those 15 quarters without a turnover was great, and it gets snapped by that interception by Kerry Williams in the Ravens game. But in general, and I know of those 12 interceptions, four came in one game, that season opener against Philadelphia. But in general, that's something he's continually got to work on, is taking better care of the football.
Yeah, without question. Anytime you put the ball in the hands of a quarterback, the first thing you tell him is, you know, keep a hold of it. Don't turn it over. And, you know, there was a spurt there where Brandon was extremely good at not turning the football over. And if you take the first game out of the season, you take the last game out of the first half of the season, and Brandon's thrown for nine touchdowns, and he's only thrown seven interceptions, or rather six interceptions.
Six,
so,
right.
You know, he's definitely had a really good run in the middle part of the first half of the season. You're looking for that type of development mm-hmm. coming out in the last seven games of the year. And the one thing I noticed that in his press conference this week, he was upset at himself for not making enough plays, especially when the Browns went into the red zone. They went 0-for-5
yeah.
in the red zone. Phil Dawson kicked five of those field goals against the Ravens. But, you know, this is a young man who works at his craft. He mm-hmm. gets better. He really takes a lot of time to study the film, and that's one thing that's going to be really good for the Browns going in the future.
The only thing I got to call you out on is you just called him a young man. He's older than you. just for the record.
Not by much. Not by much. We're only separated by a couple of days.
Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Just kidding here. But Trent Richardson, when we look at his season so far, 575 yards and five touchdowns on 152 carries for a guy who missed the entire preseason after that arthroscopic knee surgery, for a guy who's dealt with sore ribs for and is and probably will for the foreseeable future, because I don't think that's something that necessarily goes away too quickly, unfortunately. Good solid production.
Yeah, when you look at what he's been able to do, it's been phenomenal. And when you consider all the facts that you just mentioned, it's even more phenomenal. He's second in the league among first-year players with 36 points scored. He has 31 receptions, which is second in the NFL among rookies as well. Third in scrimmage yards, third in first downs, third in rushing, seventh in receiving yards. Yeah. This is a guy who was brought in to run the football. Yeah, he can catch it too. He's pretty darn good at catching the ball out of the backfield, and that's a definite good sign for this Browns offense. You bought him in, you brought him in here to be the workhorse back for your team, and when healthy and when on the field, he has shown that he can be just that.
The guy who has made a splash, and you mentioned him obviously in reference to Brandon Whedon's numbers, is Josh Gordon, who's we keep saying amazing upside, but it really is because of what his physical skill is, and I think I appreciate it even more when I've seen it on the practice field, the things that he does that a guy his size shouldn't be able to do, run as fast as he is, jump as high as he does, and all of those things translate so well to games where you start seeing now, what, in these last four games or so, Matt, some traction where he's getting it and understanding it and doing the right things, and the numbers are bearing that out.
Yeah, over the last 5 weeks, he has 316 yards and four touchdowns on just 12 catches. This is a guy who, I don't care what the clock says and what the stopwatch says, he's football fast. I don't know, his 40 time wasn't that good in his workout, wasn't as good as he wanted to, but when he gets out on the field, he doesn't slow down. If anything, he speeds up. We've seen guys that can run a 4.3 flat, and when they put pads on, all of a sudden they're running like 4.5s.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon is a guy that can separate with his speed. He's good enough to separate, and if he has to go up in traffic, he's got the body size to win a jump ball if need be over a defensive back, and that's why his numbers have really skyrocketed since that early part of the year. Did not have an offseason at all, was brought in here January 12th with the supplemental pick, and had to learn the offense
July.
Over the first
July, but that's right, yeah.
And he really had to learn the offense from scratch.
Yeah.
In training camp on the fly, like every other rookie did last year with the lockout. So you're talking about a guy who really has developed, and he's going to continue to be a prominent weapon in this Browns offense.
One guy, talk about guys who don't slow down. How about DeQuell Jackson? I mean, he is remarkable and the constant force, leading the team with 70 tackles. And at that middle linebacker position, you tend to be involved in those plays. But I do see a guy who's doing much more than just catching people upfield. A lot of these stops are at or near the line of scrimmage, in the hole. He's making meaningful plays.
Yes, he is. He has three sacks on the year, which is a half sack off of his career best that he set last year. He has an interception return for a touchdown. He has another interception that he attained. This guy is playing extremely well at a high level, and he's not the typical guy that gets a contract in the offseason and then relaxes. If anything, he's working harder now that he has that contract.
Definitely.
Because he wants to be a part of a winning tradition here in Cleveland. He's been on the wrong side of things for a very long time, and he wants to right that ship, and he wants to be a part of the solution to the problem. And when you're talking about a leader among men, DeQuell Jackson definitely ranks up there as one of the best. And when the Browns switched to a 4-3 defense 2 years ago, everybody says this defense was tailor-made for a guy like DeQuell Jackson. He went out, proved it last year, had the second most tackles in the NFL, and he's on pace for another 100-tackle season this year.
And we could make this whole segment about Phil Dawson. We could make almost any segment about him statistically. But 23 consecutive field goal attempts, which dates that he's made, dating back to last year. That's the longest active streak in the league.
Yeah, he came into the week against the Ravens second with the second longest active streak, and then he made five straight against Baltimore, and that put him in first place so far. It's the second longest streak of his career. He's now 17 of 17 on the season, 9 of 9 from 40 or more yards. He already has four made field goals from 50-plus. He had three against the Ravens in Baltimore back in September. Phil just keeps getting better with age. He's the eighth all time in NFL history with an 84.0 field goal percentage. He's made 293 in his career. This guy is going to be, you know, special for a long time. Yeah. As long as he plays, he's going to be special, and you can definitely think that by the time he's all said and done with his Cleveland Browns career, that there might be a spot in the Browns Legend Club and on the Ring of Honor for him.
Oh my gosh, yes, and I don't even know what to do as not only as someone who watches the team, and you think about the team itself, but the day that Phil Dawson's not kicking for the Browns is the day that I can't even envision.
I don't want to
in
fathom
my head.
It.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to fathom. He's such a fixture for the right reasons because he's unbelievably great.
And more importantly, he's a student of the game. He's always been that way. He goes out ahead of time. He works with Reggie Hodges, his holder, and Christian Yount, his long snapper. He tries to get a feel on the weather conditions. He could probably give you a better forecast than any local weatherman because Phil Dawson studies this religiously, and that's a reason why he can kick in 40-degree weather with an insane amount of snow coming down
and
a bunch of wind and rain. And anytime you have a bad weather kick that you need to be made, Phil Dawson's your guy.
That's why he's a perfect guy for the Cleveland Browns. Matt, you're the perfect guy for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time, Vic.
He is Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.